Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's Midday News, a package for today, Friday, April 24th. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In our news headlines this afternoon, Junior Achievers Dominica to hold the first National Career Day Symposium. Jamaica signs MOU for integrated development of logistics hub. And Mediterranean a deadly capsize captain in court. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. The details after this.
Fresher foods, bold flavors, more time. Get it all with appliances from Courts. Purchase any appliance $999 and over. You can be a weekly winner of $200 cash. Plus, purchase any Mabe appliance and win $11,000 in prizes of your choice. Shop with Courts Ready Finance and pay absolutely nothing for 60 days. So find the solutions for your kitchen and laundry only at Courts. Bringing value home.
At the request of the Office of the President, His Excellency Charles Savre, Q95 News is offering an amendment to a news item broadcast at 5:30 p.m. Thursday, April 23rd, and again at 7 a.m. on Friday, April 24th, 2015, as it relates to the appointment of the Chairman of the Electoral Commission. The Office of the President has requested it be noted that the Chairman of the Electoral Commission is not appointed by the Prime Minister, but rather is appointed by the President, acting on his own deliberate judgment in accordance with Section 56.3A of the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Dominica. Junior Achievement Dominica is having its first ever National Career Day Symposium, where students from 8 high schools across Dominica will compete to be the top JA Apprentice School of 2015 as part of a JA Economics for Success program. JA's Executive Director Natasha Yiloy Labad says more than 300 students have completed this in-school training curriculum, and 100 of them will have an opportunity to showcase their talents and impress corporate Dominica at the National Symposium with the skills they have acquired. Labad says this is a unique opportunity for students to interact with real-life professionals. She says students will be expected to show that they have a strong awareness of what is important to hiring firms and must meet the expectations placed on them by the world of work.
This is a really exciting opportunity for students to showcase their talents and also develop some long-term career planning. It's an opportunity to interact with corporate Dominica, and should I just mention that there are a number of corporate partners who've come on board, and the HR specialists within these organizations will be interacting and engaging our students on one-on-one interviews. The students will be doing mock interviews. They will also be involved in an answer question round, which is part of an open air forum. And the students are expected to prove that they have the ability, the skill sets, and the capability to transfer the skills that they are exposed to in the classroom to the world of work.
Colorism is a form of racism, asserted Joy D. Davis Lake, interim representative of Antigua and Barbuda to the Organization of American States, OAS, speaking on Wednesday at a special session of the OAS Permanent Council of Ambassadors to commemorate the United Nations International Decade for Persons of African Descent. In her remarks, the former chair of the working group to draft the Inter-American Convention Against Racism, Racial Discrimination, and Related Forms of Intolerance challenged OAS member states, especially those of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, to use the international decade as an opportunity to eradicate the practice among Afro-descendants to discriminate against individuals with dark skin. Davis Lake also called for OAS member states to ratify the Inter-American Convention Against Racism, Racial Discrimination, and Related Forms of Intolerance, as well as the Inter-American Convention Against All Forms of Discrimination and Intolerance, and to increase affirmative action policies during the international decade. Attorney at Law Ronald Charles says there are a number of areas within Dominica's judicial system which must be addressed to be able to affirm that the rule of law exists. According to Charles, Dominica's judicial system is supposed to be able to carry out its functions without interference, promote a better management of all aspects of the legal system, and to promote greater fairness and adaptability within the legal system as it relates to prevention, settlement, sentencing, and rehabilitation. Charles says, however, a holistic survey of the system reveals a number of areas which the purpose of the judicial reform project is not being fully embraced in the delivery of the rule of law.
So it means, therefore, if this man who is at the higher end of something does something wrong, he should be taken before the court. Similarly, if the man who sweeped the road does something wrong, he should be taken to the court equally in the fairness of the rule of law. And here it is, we have to ask whether or not the society that we live in has embraced the purpose of the judicial and legal reform project. Whether or not the government that exists have embraced it in all its ingredients. Whether or not we are able to move forward on a system that we all feel is fair and justice will prevail. So there's a lot of hiccups going on as it relates to that. Okay? And therefore, our focus should be looking at these judiciary system, looking at the legal reform project, and trying to ensure that people live beyond happiness.
In more news, on Wednesday, the government of Jamaica signed off a non-binding memorandum of understanding MOU to pave the way for a possible $5 billion investment in its plant logistics hub. The MOU, which was signed by the Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Anthony Hilton, Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davis, and the proposing parties, Croc Systems and Anchor Finance Group, LLC, came about as a result of an unsolicited expression of interest, EOI, to the government. The expression of interest is a comprehensive funding and development package to allow for the build-out of various elements of the Global Logistics Hub initiative. In response to this EOI, the government moved to put in place an MOU to facilitate discussions and negotiations with the proposing parties. And the man accused of captaining a boat that capsized off Libya with the loss of more than 750 lives has appeared in court on the Italian city of Sicily. Prosecutors want to charge Mohamed Ali Malek, a 27-year-old Tunisian, with homicide and people trafficking. Mr. Malek's lawyer says his client is keen to tell his story to prove his innocence to the court. Prosecutors say survivors identified Mr. Malek as the captain of the boat, which accidentally rammed an overloaded fishing boat into a merchant ship that had come to rescue it last Sunday. And that's this afternoon's midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Junior Achievers Dominica to hold the first National Career Day Symposium. Jamaica signs MOU for integrated development of logistics hub. At a Mediterranean, a deadly capsize a captain in court. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. On behalf of the entire news team, I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.